Iran and Syria are widely recognized as major backers of Hezbollah. President Bush blames both countries for agitating the conflict in Lebanon, saying U.S. diplomats have communicated with the government in Damascus.
Syria knows what we think. The problem in us telling Syria what's on our mind, which is to stop harboring terror and help the Iraqi democracy evolve, they know exactly what our position is. The problem is their response hasn't been very positive.
However, Israeli journalist Uri Neir of The Forward says he thinks it would be helpful if Washington were to talk with Damascus, and that contrary to Israel's public stance on the matter, some Israeli officials think so too.
What is interesting is that I now have ascertained for a fact that Israel asked the United States to use its offices after the first Israeli soldier was abducted by Palestinians into Gaza and after the two other Israeli soldiers were abducted by Hezbollah into Lebanon. Israel asked the United States to try to influence President Bashar Assad, to influence the Hamas leadership in Damascus to get some kind of an early release of the soldier. In both cases, the United States proved to have not been willing to help with that. For Israel, this was quite a disappointment because in the past, the United States has helped in resolving tensions between Syria and Israel. As far as Israel is concerned, a U.S.-Syria dialogue would be beneficial for practical purposes. Mm-hmm. However, this administration used dialogue with foes as weakening its position.
And analysts opposed to engaging Syria in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah think the costs of doing so would be too high at a time when Syria's position is stronger than ever. They question why Syria, whose reform movement has been repressed and who is helping through Hezbollah to destroy Lebanon, would want to negotiate with the United States. Opponents of dialoguing with Syria also argue that the United States does not have a great deal of leverage in the region due to deteriorating conditions in Iraq and due to Iran's intention to move forward with its nuclear program, despite the threat of UN sanctions. Nonetheless, some journalists in the Arab world maintain that U.S. engagement with Syria would serve the long-term interests of both Western and Middle Eastern governments. Jordanian reporter Rana Sabah says that even before the war in Lebanon began, Jordan was worried about an emerging alliance between Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, and Hamas.
In the past 4 months, there has been an active effort to encourage Bashar Assad to join the other Arab countries affected most by the power balance of the region. Definitely, Washington should change its policy and start quiet diplomacy with the Syrians exactly as they did with Libya. It's very important to get Syria on board and to basically make it part of a new reality in the face of this rising threat of the Iranian-led axis.
Rami Khoury, editor of the Beirut Daily Star, says Syria is a key player in the Middle East and is linked to those issues that most concern Washington: Lebanon, Hezbollah, the Palestinians, Iraq, and Iran.
What comes out of any discussions, obviously, we can't predict, but it's simplistic not to talk to some of the most important players in the conflict. Many people in Washington want to change the Syrian regime, not talk to it. They've changed other regimes in Iraq and Palestine. If you have a disagreement with somebody, you engage them. That's what the U.S. did with Russia, with the People's Republic of China, and what you're doing with North Korea. And that's the way that normal diplomacy works.
Israeli journalist Uri Neir says it's true that in the past, Washington has often been unsuccessful in dealing with Syria, but that doesn't mean the United States should give up.
There have been, in fact, instances in the past when engaging with Syria did work for the benefit of American interests, whether it had to do with Iraq or Israeli interests in Lebanon or even the peace process. One of the things that I keep hearing Secretary of State Rice saying is if we talk with Syria, we're inviting it to come back to Lebanon. Well, not necessarily. I mean, American diplomacy should be creative and sophisticated enough to accommodate nuances.
But from Washington's perspective, there are serious complications. The UN investigation on the death of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri is incomplete, and it might be misinterpreted that Washington was dismissing the possibility of Syria's very serious involvement in that assassination. Some former diplomats also suggest that Washington may not yet be ready to revive the overall Middle East peace process, which would eventually involve Syria. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.